And it's time for Coach's Show as Coach Miller with the West Plains Zizzers sitting here with us. And, well, congratulations.
Yeah.
How about that?
I appreciate it. It's awesome. Mm. Our boys were pumped after our win because we finally got that one. We got that first one.
Yeah. You know, and my high school years, I played on some teams, and, you know, we didn't have a lot of success. And when you play and you don't have a lot of success, you know, those wins are, they just feel so good, mm-hmm. you know, and it's almost like, yeah, I want more of that.
Yeah.
Did you kind of see that in your players' eyes?
Yeah. But they were just extremely excited. I mean, the one thing I'm extremely proud of our players is they played hard the whole time. Even whenever I think in the middle of the third quarter, I think we were down one.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would have turned off the scoreboards at that point, I probably couldn't have told you the score at all, just because of how hard they were playing, how confident they were, because they really wanted that. They felt like that they had a chance, and they really wanted that game.
You know, I call them shh moments, and Briggs Houston had one of those shh moments when he just dang near ripped the rim off.
Yeah. That was impressive. But I kind of go back to the beginning of the game. But Briggs, one thing about Briggs and I have been talking about is he like, hey, like I want a lob first play. I want a lob first play. It's like, okay, let's try this lob first play. And so Ethan Tuma threw a great pass to him and started the game with a dunk. And then obviously at the very end of the game, he about ripped off the rim. And then they try to match it on the other end. Mm-hmm. And then Nehemiah Wright puts down has a big block, kind of just to absolutely just seal it at that point.
Right, right.
But that was just a fun game to be a part of.
Yes, it is. It really is. Parents, players, mm-hmm. coaches, you know, I mean, it's the true meaning of team, and everybody gets to feel it and share it.
Oh, yeah. And they afterwards, I mean, obviously that was my first ever varsity win. After the game, those our boys in the locker room, they start filling up little waters and dumped water all over me just because they're as excited as I am. I mean, it's awesome. It's fun.
Well, and you know, you get some time to, of course, embrace that mm-hmm. and relive it. But it's short-lived because now, you know, you got to go back to work and you got to get back into the gym and you got to work on refining those areas that need improvement to where you can continue to progress mm-hmm. and get ready for the blue and gold. Yep. And that's going to be taking place the day after Christmas. And you got Springfield Catholic, right?
Yep, that is correct. At 5 p.m. in Hammond Student Center.
You know, Springfield Catholic, and they've been on a really good roll mm-hmm. of late.
Yep.
I don't know anything about them this year, so fill me in.
So at this point, they are 7-0. They play Marshfield tonight.
That'd be a common opponent to look at.
Be a common opponent because all the teams that have kind of played so far are teams that we never really get to see.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be kind of hard to kind of tell about play style, like how fast are they actually. Do they spread the floor as much as what it looks on film, or are they just getting wide open shots?
Mm-hmm.
But Springfield Catholic, I mean, they're coached by the all-time leading win leader in the blue and gold, Jay Osborne, Coach Jay Osborne. Great coach, has coached.
He was at Nixa forever.
Pleasant Hope before that, and then I think he had a little spur in Oklahoma. But he does a great job. They got some players.
Mm-hmm.
I think last year, I think they were about 500. They brought back a lot of those key guys. They're pretty experienced, have about 5-6 seniors. They play mainly about four of them
mm-hmm.
Most of the time. They got three really good players, got two really good guards. And then they got a kid who I want to say is probably about 6'3", 6'4", long. loves to drive. It loves to get to the hole, can hit a spot shot, and those other two guards are really good shooters.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and with Coach Osborne there, name recognition goes a long mm-hmm. ways. And, you know, one day, hopefully you'll mm-hmm. be there. Takes time, mm-hmm. takes a lot of wins, but that could really be a boost for Springfield Catholic in that Springfield area, mm-hmm. you know, kids wanting to, because it's a lot different.
It is.
You know, kids are a lot different now, and there's different options
mm-hmm.
now, today, than, say, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago, where, especially Springfield's kind of unique, but, you know, he could really make some crazy things go down there at Catholic, couldn't he?
Oh yeah, for sure. Especially with that name recognition, and I think Coach Osborne.
Oh, he's a super dude.
Is a great guy, great dude, great coach. Knows his stuff. And the one thing about him, growing up in Rogersville and playing Nixa,
mm-hmm.
He's almost starting to kind of build a Nixa-like
yeah.
program at Springfield Catholic. Kids play hard, and they play hard. If you don't play hard for Coach Osborne, you're coming out of the game, and he's gonna find another guy who can play hard.
Yeah.
But again, they're gonna defensively.
They're going to get after you defensively.
They are going to get after us defensively. They play a bunch of different defenses. I mean, I've watched four of their seven games so far, and I've seen.
What's his base though? What is it that
he loves? Man is his main thing.
Yeah.
He loves his half court man. He does like a little run jump. It's almost like a 1-2-2 matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're just going to match up with the closest guy, and they're going to pressure you, and he loves whenever people dribble over in the corner because then he's going to trap you, and then they do a really good job on rotations.
Well, and they were always good. A Coach Osborne team's always really good at sliding from a man to man. You know,
mm-hmm.
just slide right into another defense. And then before, when you recognize it,
then you're going back.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
And that. How do you prepare for that? How you know? I mean, communication will mm-hmm. be key for one.
Yep.
Players on the floor, zizzers on the floor, communicating loudly. But mm-hmm. how do you prepare for that?
So with that right there, like part of it is our players kind of need to recognize and kind of just look across and be like, okay, hey coach, hey, they're a 2-3 right now. We gotta go our zone offense with this. No, hey coach, hey, they're a man. Hey, well, let's just move without the ball and kind of see if they kind of match up with us.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of it they kind of, I mean, Osborne, I mean, no, this is Coach Osborne's second year at Catholic, so they're still kind of adjusting to him a little bit,
mm-hmm.
But they have a really good foundation. Our players just got to be extremely flexible and know that defenses are constantly going to change.
Yeah, spacing is going to mm-hmm. be really important. Spacing, if that trap comes, you can't be flat-footed
no.
and wait for the ball. You're going to have to go to the ball
mm-hmm.
and then kind of reset. There's not a shot clock in the state. So, you know, don't panic is one thing. You know, don't freak out when that trap comes, but other players are going to have to come and bail out the person.
Yes. And the one good thing about playing in Hammond Student Center is it's a little bigger floor, so we actually have a little more space to try to get open.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, our players just got to move, especially whenever we get trapped. And I feel like we've done a decent job so far this year with that, especially whenever we get trapped and just trying to find the open guy and trying to get to the open spot, and also just trying to get rid of the ball before the trap even comes. So that way we don't get in that trap and you can get numbers on backside.
Yes, for sure. Again, Coach Miller with us, and we appreciate you coming by again Tuesday, 5 p.m.
Tuesday, 5 p.m.
on KDY, the Zizzers and the Fighting Irish. Hey, we appreciate you coming by, and we'll catch you next week.
Yep, appreciate it. Thank you.